Years ago, Mary Lou Balasone decided to become a foster parent. And then she adopted her two foster kids, Kayla and her brother Dustin. Today, her daughter Kayla is 26 years old. Mother and daughter talked about how they became a family at the StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood.
So, Mom, what made you decide you wanted to adopt kids?
I did want to have children in my life. I wasn't married. Didn't look like I was going to get married anytime soon. And I thought, I don't want to have birth children that I bring into this world when there's so many kids that need a family. And I also wanted to support what I thought was a better way for foster care.
Now, you adopted Dustin and I together. Did you think you would have more than one child before we both came along?
No. So I often would tease people and say, you know, really, you shouldn't be outnumbered by the number of kids you have. So if you're a single parent, two is probably a little more difficult. Well, luckily for me, you and Dustin were the first ones they called about. And of course I said, oh, yeah. Because the first time you came with me, I thought it was just going to be for the weekend. And I got the call on Thursday, and I came and picked you up on Friday, you and Dustin up on Friday at the Department of Social and Health Services. Do you remember that?
I do remember. I remember feeling very shy and unsure why we were moving from home to home, but I also felt the need to impress you so that hopefully I would stay with you. I was 4.5 years old when this first happened.
And Dustin was 18 months. And I have a very clear memory of coming to pick you guys up because you were playing on this little slide thing. And you both were the cutest little things with your blonde hair and your cute little cheeks. And I have to say, at that very first moment, I thought, oh, these are my Balasone kids. In that time, how did you understand what was happening to you and Dustin?
I don't think I really understood what it meant until I was in about middle school. I think I just kept repeating what the adults around me were telling me. It took me, you know, many years to figure out really what foster care and adoption was, even after I was adopted. And when I came to realize that, it still took me years to process what was wrong with the life Dustin and I had before entering foster care. You know, I think I felt like it was normal or okay to be abusive towards children, and I don't think I totally understood, you know, why. Because, of course, she told me all the time, you know, that she loved me and everything like that. And I guess I didn't realize that actions and words are very different things at that young age, and that it takes a lot more than just loving somebody to be a parent to somebody. Mm. Those separate things, you know, because it's very separate. You know, loving somebody and being able to take care of them are very different. And I don't think I really knew what that meant until that. You remember that project I did where I had to take care of that baby in middle school in eighth grade? And I failed it the first time around because I didn't wake up when it would cry in the middle of the night. And so I had to do the project and keep that baby all over again. I think that was the first time I really realized that it took more than just wanting to be a parent and having a child to be a parent.
It's interesting that you felt like you weren't loved by her because I think she showed most of her attention to you. And I don't know if I've ever told you this, but about a year into you living with me, Annette approached her social worker and said that she was willing to let me adopt Dustin, but that she wanted you back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I probably should have told you this before we started. Do you want me to change the subject?
No, it's okay.
But I said no. And I said no because Dustin was the person that had been in your life the longest.
And he's my best friend.
And, you know, you used to kind of take care of him when he was a little boy. And, you know, he had some hard times, too, because it wasn't a good situation for him.
I have no idea how grateful I am that you said no. Because we probably wouldn't have been together.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's, you know, sometimes people ask me would I do it again. And I'm like, I can't imagine my life without my children. Of course I would do it again. It's like when the judge asked me, do you understand what you're taking on? I'm like, well, yeah. This is my family. These are my kids.
That was Mary Lou Balasone and her daughter, Kayla Balasone, remembering, and in Kayla's case, learning about how they became a family. They talked to each other at the StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood. You can hear more local StoryCorps stories every Monday here on KUOW's The Record and at a live listening session at New Holly. That's going to be on February 4th.